12 minutes it is past 6 o'clock. Yesterday, the IEC officially launching the local government municipal elections, which are scheduled to take place on the 27th of October. Perhaps let me clarify. That is a date that was announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa. That date still needs to be gazetted, and it is the function of the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma. Once she does that, date expected in July for that to happen, then it will be official. In the interim, former Deputy Chief Justice Dikgang Moseneke is completing a review, and there will be a report handed over to the IEC as to whether or not it is possible for you and me to enjoy free and fair elections this October, given the COVID-19 pandemic that we are absolutely having to contend with on a daily basis. However, every voice together was the campaign slogan, I suppose, launched by the IEC yesterday as they launched the elections in Sandton. Joining me on the line is the head of the IEC in the Western Cape, Michael Hendrickse. Michael, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
Were you in Sandton yesterday, or did you follow it virtually from Cape Town?
No, I was in Sandton yesterday.
It must have been magical, right? Because elections are a special time in South Africa, without a doubt. The IEC functions and exists to make sure that they're administered in a free and fair fair way for all South Africans. It must have been special for you and your colleagues to get to a point where you are able to officially launch the election for local government elections this year.
No, for sure it is. I think that when we do this launch, it sort of marks formally also, formalizing all the preparations that we as the IEC do for the delivery of a free and fair election. I think, it just sort of energizes you when you get together also with your colleagues. And you know that, it's a team effort at the end of the day. But the team is not only of the IEC, the team is Team South Africa, I think, at the end of the day.
Is it going to be a free and fair election, Michael? I made reference to the former Deputy Chief Justice, Justice Moseneke, who has been tasked by the IEC to review whether or not it would be possible to have a free and fair election. How is he progressing on that work?
Unfortunately, I'm not aware in terms of the submissions that the judge has actually received to date, but I know he has issued a program where he's asked political parties, interest groups, etc., to make their submissions. The Minister of Culture, Minister of Health, have also been asked to make their submissions as well. So I think at the end of the day, it's the best move that the IEC could make was to say, let's look at what are the situations in the country. Obviously, COVID is a massive influence on us. And I mean, that is the biggest dilemma. Because on the one hand, you have the social contract that says in the Constitution, you must elect your leaders every 5 years. But on the other hand, you have public health issues that are intractably sort of linked to this big social gathering that we have, that is elections. So, balancing that, I think, is the big thing for us. But as it currently stands, and the reason why we had to launch was because, constitutionally speaking, we need to have elections. So we need to prepare for that. If it doesn't take place, given the circumstances, what happens within the country closer to the time, that is something that will have to then be determined going forward. But I think we have an obligation to prepare as if it's going to happen, and so that we're ready to deliver on our mandate.
Are there milestones that you guys are working towards that might determine that the local government elections need to be called off this year? I made mention of the fact that while the date of the 27th of October has been announced by the president, it is the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, gazetting that date that basically makes it official, right? And that is expected before the end of July. Will the Deputy Chief Justice need to continue his work before that date?
I think the big thing is for us is we've got certain milestones. The first one is the general registration weekend, where we want to give South Africans the opportunity to come and register those who are not registered, and also to re-register if you had moved your address or been infected by any of the ward boundaries, etc. I think also that bear in mind that because the Constitution says that we have to have elections within 90 days of the end of term, the October 27 is literally almost at the last part of that 90-day. So anything further than that will then require a constitutional amendment or or somehow having to seek some sort of legal redress to have it postponed beyond that particular date. So that is also something that we have to take into account, is the fact that we do not necessarily have the constitutional luxury of going beyond the 90 days as it currently stands. So we have to work from that and then work backwards. And working backwards, there's a number of activities that happen in terms of, for example, there has to be a time when parties must submit their candidates, when independents must also become submit their documentation for so all of that will happen, but just after the proclamation. So we're hoping that the minister will proclamate the election somewhere in August, so that all of these things can happen. But again, the election date is determined by the minister. The IEC will take that report, consider it, and then consult with the minister on our views on whether we should proceed or not. And obviously, the minister will take that into account in making a final decision on proclaiming the election and on what date that election will be. So there are a couple of milestones, but I think it's fair to say that we are depending on Judge Mosemeki's report to inform the IEC, who will then in turn have to make a decision on you know, what were you to tell the minister?
Parting question from me, Michael. The registration weekend, of course, taking place in June, but there is one last round of by-election. Yeah. Sorry, in July. There is one last round of by-election scheduled for the end of June. Are there any wards being contested in those by-elections in the Western Cape this month?
Yes, there are four wards that are contested. On the by-elections will be on the 30th of June. So in Cape Town City, it's Ward 51. And Ward 63. 51 is in the Langa area, and 63 is out Plumstead Ottery area. And then we also have one ward in Swartland, which is around Maurice-Burg, and then one in the Cedarburg, which is sort of on the south, more rural area around Algeria, Dwarsrivier, that particular ward there. So we have four wards, and that election is going ahead on the 30th of June.
All right. All the best with that. Thank you very much. Michael Hendrickse, head of the IEC in the Western Cape, was in Sandton yesterday when the IEC was launching officially the municipal election that will, currently scheduled to take place on the 27th of October, unless the former Deputy Chief Justice Tshegang Moseneke tells us otherwise.